Fred Rogers, better known to generations of children as Mr. Rogers, died today. His program, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, entertained and educated millions of children from its national debut in 1968 until his retirement in 2001. Today, at the Museum of Natural History on the Mall in Washington, D.C., people were eager to help us remember Mr. Rogers.
My memories of watching the show are, you know, him coming in and putting on his sweater and his taking off his shoes.
He would come on the show, go to the closet, take off whatever jacket or outer covering he had on, and pick out a sweater and put it on.
I always liked it when he came in and put on his new shoes, the sneakers, and got on the nice sweater.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
What did I like about Mr. Rogers? I think after a hard day in kindergarten and first grade, my children came home, I could turn the TV on, Mr. Rogers was calm. It wasn't a cartoon with a lot of action, it wasn't, you know, with a lot of violence. It was very soft and very calm, and it just kind of gave a real good, peaceful atmosphere.
I thought it was pretty cool how he came home sort of in the middle of the day, unlike my dad, who came home really late at night.
What are my memories of Mr. Rogers? My children singing the song, and of course then going into Imagination Land. What was it called?
The Neighborhood of Make-Believe. Trolley? All right.
I remember some of his little puppet friends. What was the cat's name? Meow Meow? She had that funny way of talking, you know. I'm hungry, meow meow. How you doing, meow meow?
Mr. McFeely, he was the mailman, and he used to bring sometimes movies and put in the picture or whatever.
If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. A speedy delivery to you, speedy delivery.
There's a safe atmosphere about this show. No one is going to be hurt. No one is going to be done in.
I think it's important to look for what people are able to do. And once you find it, appreciate it.
Let's see. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. A wonderful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Would you be mine? Wouldn't you be mine? Wouldn't you be my neighbor? I like that part of it.
Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor?
We heard there from Linda Blakely, Larry O'Reilly, Dennis Alloy, Lauren Baumgartner, Mary Winifeld, Charles Kinsey, Steve Eppens, Ashley Goodrich, and Ashley Burkadaw. Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, died today of stomach cancer. He was 74.